Things so nice and clean.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This episode, too much to my chagrin, I have as a guest here coming. He came into town, and he is a guest on the show. His name is James D. Watkins, a.k.a. the Black Ed Wood.
Tim, it is so good to be here. It is so good to have my dick up your ass while you record this sorry ass show called Doomcast. It is so good. It is so good when I put my dick out my ass. I'm gonna shoot loads all over your face, Kenneth's face, and John's face. That's right, John. You would have picked on T Mafia, Trenchcoat Mafia, right? That's his name.
Yes.
That brother had a stroke. That's not his fault, John. And I don't know your last name, but I saw your comments. That's effed up, John, okay? Leave T-Mafia alone. He is part of the disabled our society. Yes, he is worthless now, but it's not your point, your case to pick on him.
You know what? Fuck you. He has more worth than your black ass. First of all, you're supposed to be going against John, but you are for John. Okay? You make me sick.
No, John should not pick on T-Mafia. He called him what? Cunt Mafia?
Yeah.
Or stroke victim mafia?
Yeah.
Don't do that, man. Because mafia can't run after you no more. Those days are gone. He can't probably use the bathroom straight. So leave T Mafia alone, John. You bitch.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Tim. So
you came back into town. John came back. I'm not John then. But you probably are John. You came into LA yesterday so you can do work here. I saw you last night, but you really came here to hire another stripper girl model from Model Mayhem and put her in a room, in a hotel room with bed bugs.
And tonight, you'll be in that same room. The bed bugs will be on top of you, and I'm going to be on back of you, pumping your ass. But yes, Tim, I did come here to shoot a nice white girl. Well, I'm going to get my ass kicked, and I'm going to get it licked, too. I shot this white girl, blonde hair.
By yourself, I'm going to twist you up and put your own head up your ass.
Wait, Tim, you are so funny. I wish you guys could see Tim. He has no shirt on. He's sitting in front of me. He's not only does he have hair on his stomach, he has dirt dripping from his titties. This bitch has got titties. I can suck. I could suck his tits right now and be full for the next 8 months. That's how much milk Tim's got in his titties. Fat ass bitch. Now let's talk about my work. For all you faggots out there that don't know.
You got gray hair.
No.
Your body is twisted. You look like a black golem. Okay. Age hasn't done well for you. Your skin is all blackened and twisted. Just, you know how older black people get? Like old black people shrivel up. And they get darker. James, because I was driving in the car, he looked like a little black twisted up golem in the car.
Oh, Tim.
And he's trying to get gray at his temples like he's distinguished.
I'm like Reed Richards, bitch. For all you faggots that don't know, Reed Richards is Mr. Fantastic, right? He got gray in his temple. Let's talk about my work, because my work is more important than this bull crap podcast. I hired another blonde haired girl, white girl, of course. I ain't cliffing no black girl. To be in a music video. And I shot her here in L.A. And Tim came last night, picked me up, we did our thing, and that's why I'm here to shoot the video, and not to do the suck-ass sorry podcast for you faggots who's listening to this sorry-ass show.
You know what? I don't know why I put up with your ass. Okay, I need to put your ass to work in.
I am working. I'm working up your ass. Now he's going to put a shirt on and try to cover up that dirt from his belly. This shit, I wish y'all could see this crap. It's disgusting. His ass got white patches and dark patches all over his tits. It looks like he just gave milk birth. Faggot ass. Now he's going to take a picture.
Yes, I'm also recording this for posterity.
Oh, no, he mean for police evidence. That's what he recording. Kind of crap is that? A flip?
Yes, it's a flip camera.
It's not from Kodak, because Kodak is bankrupt, right? Okay. Eastman Kodak is bankrupt.
Listen, Kodak is our hometown bread and butter for decades.
Decades, yeah.
Your father, my father worked at Kodak. How dare you talk bad about them?
Well, I mean, it's not our father's fault, though, Tim, that they went bankrupt. They were just slow to the game. That's deep. That is so deep. Do you miss? You used to work at Kodak. That's why you got the chemicals in your face. That's why your hair's falling out. The chemicals.
I look 25. I still look 25,000 times better than your ass. Okay, shriveled up Negro. Okay, we just went to Burger King because he couldn't afford. And he couldn't afford Burger King. He got a $5 meal. He put half on his little debit card, which is one of those. It's like a Rush. You remember the Rush card?
A Kardashian card.
The Kardashian got a card too.
Oh, they had one. They cut that bitch out.
And where people pay for a debit card, where it's not really a credit or debit. You got to put your own money in it. He paid half on that, half in cash. And he had like a quarter. It was like a Chris Rock and I'm a Get You Sucker.
Where you got to change a quarter. That's okay, Tim. That's okay. Because last night we went to Mel's on Hollywood Boulevard. We was with Kingsley, the greatest of all. Homosexuals, I should say. Anyway, we went there, and this bitch can order milkshake.
You met him, so now you know.
Yeah, Kingsley is straight. He is straight, just like George Michael is. Tim Terrell going to order a fish and a damn milkshake. You know that song? My milkshake tastes like a bunch of bars. You know that song? My milkshake. Who said that song?
Thanks for paying for it. Oh, KLS.
Yes. I thought about you drinking that. That's another song. I'm about to tap your ass with some milkshake. Chocolate milkshake, bitch.
And you would have got tapped back. Really hard.
That's what I'm talking about. Sex and sex.
No, I'm talking about my foot of your ass.
Oh, oh my God. That's kind of kinky. I like it.
Or I'll punch you in the face and straighten out your teeth.
Dad, my teeth. I do need braces. 28 years old, I need braces.
And I saw you staying at a hostel. I dropped you off at a hostel.
You gotta explain that to your audience, because they stupid as hell.
No, they're not. They seen the movie. A hostel is where you come to stay for cheaply in cheaper rooms, cheaper quarters. Even though this had full rooms, full suites, I don't know how it's possible. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of stinky-ass kids running around.
Yep, with backpacks. Backpacks.
What's wrong with that? They're young, they're on a travel mission. What's wrong?
So they can steal and keep running, that's what that is. I know what it was when I booked it. I just saw a cheap-ass price from Expedia. I know it was a hostel. And this white girl would come meet me up there. But the good thing about this model, she goes to hostels in London and Europe. You heard her say that. So she said she was used to it, even though she was intimidated when she drove up at this bitch today. But that's okay. When she saw me, everything was fine.
Okay. She almost got raped.
Ew. Yeah, she okay. About to get raped.
No, until I came in the room and stopped all this.
Oh, let's talk about this. I got this fine white girl in the room interviewing her. Tim going to come up. I said, Tim, you want to be in the room with me? He got upset with me, audience. He got upset. Now, how many of you all out there beat your meat? You will never meet a fine white girl like this. And you would be glad to meet one, but not Tim. Tim was upset.
I meet him every day. I meet him all the time. Why? I was pissed because your ass, I thought you were done so we can continue the day. It's nice outside. It's 100 degrees. So I said, okay, he finished with work because I don't want to. He said, you invited me to come watch you shoot pictures of a little white girl. Probably nasty stank stripper type girl. And I was like, no, I don't want to sit there and watch somebody else take pictures in a hot 100 degrees room. It's 111 degrees here in Southern California. And this nigga wanted me to sit in a hotel room in a hot room because there was no air conditioning in the room that we were at.
No.
So while I'm in a hot light is going on too, dumb nigga. No, I don't want to sit there for that. I said, call me when you're done. Then when I get there, I drove, it take me 30 minutes to get there, 40 minutes to get there, and I get there, oh, come on in, come on inside for a second. No, I thought you said you were fucking done. No, I just want you to meet this girl for 10 minutes. I don't want to fucking meet a girl, I met girls here before. I don't want to meet a 20-something-year-old white girl, okay, who thinks she's a shit, but, no, and watch you interview her. The girl turned out to be nice, okay. Way nicer than James. I'd rather have doing the show with her right now. This nigga's disgusting. He's cheap. He ain't got no fucking money. He busted. He got free tickets by SBK Live to come here. That's the only reason he came here. And he paid $1,500 or whatever he paid to this white girl. He got to pay it in installments. So he could shoot her in a hotel room.
Oh, God.
In a fucking hotel room.
Oh, God. A hostel. Minutes. A hostel room,
and when
too.
She was walking out, she had a... You could see where she has tracks on her hair.
Oh, no. No, see, you wrong, Tim. What? See, you so used to those hood rats in Rochester, New York. That's all you used to is hood rats. Okay? They got like 8 kids already. You want them. You get your dick sucked from a girl working at McDonald's. She retarded. She white. Now you upset with me.
Anyway, the point is, he was wasting my time.
No, you enjoyed looking at that woman, didn't you?
See, all right, there's plenty. Didn't you see plenty of pretty girls?
I have to admit, yeah, Hollywood Boulevard, yes.
Now, who's got more to you, just going in the main areas, Orlando or Hollywood? Where would you rather be for
Hollywood Boulevard?
But
no hesitation.
But James, you've been all over.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, now if you would have said Miami, I would have said, ooh, no, Miami. But you said Orlando.
Okay. Now, have you been to Miami?
Yes. twice.
I heard that everybody there got ass and titties hanging out. Even the squirrels got ass
yes.
and titties. Little babies.
Little babies. I was almost banging a baby one time. She was in the stroller. Her mom was pushing. She was in the stroller. And she looked like she was at least 8 months old. She had a little titty on. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna knock this out. I was my, I just got off the Greyhound bus looking at her. I'm like, I want her mother to leave so I can take her in the bathroom and rape
senior
this bitch.
Citizens got everybody got those shoot those pants those and that expose your ass.
Even this old woman in a stroller, she was at least 80 something years old. I was about to knock that out before I left Miami. Yes, so but yes, yeah, Miami does give you a run for your money.
Okay, so but meeting Kingsley last night. He just tell me he's straight so I could.
He is so straight
good.
That he is crooked. Okay. I told Kingsley, because Kingsley asked me, how do you release yourself, James? It was at Mel's.
How do you release yourself?
No, he said, what do you do for a release? And I told him, I jerk off and I fuck you up your ass. Kingsley looked at me and he said, you go, we all got to do what we got to do. That scared me because he didn't forget the fact I said I jerked off constantly. He didn't say nothing about that. Then I told him I fucked him up his ass. He ain't said nothing about that. All he said was, you got to do what you got to do. And I told him, that should have made him pause. But Kingsley didn't pause. Kingsley kept rolling.
He knows that you're a jokester, that you joke around.
Okay, well, he fooled me good. He deserves a damn Oscar. Because he got me. He looked at me straight and said, you got to do what you got to do.
Okay, but so this doesn't mean just because he kind of did a freak dance on a guy at a bar doesn't mean that he's
good. Yeah, this is the first time I heard that. explain, please.
We took our friend out to her birthday, to a court karaoke bar, and there was an obviously gay dude at the end of the night who works at the karaoke bar. He sings some of the music.
Kind of summer songs and all that, yeah.
But at the end of the night, he was singing Chris Brown, Look At Me Now, doing the rap. And they was like, look at me now. And everybody's like, yeah, because it was the end of the night pumping up. And Kingsley went over was saying, this is the microphone. This is the microphone, and the dude is behind it.
Yeah.
He was
okay. Now, this changes the whole perception of his life.
No, that could, he was drunk that night.
Oh, so we get drunk, a dude could fuck you. Okay.
To Kingsley's defense,
uh-huh.
The guy tried to give him the number at the end of the night. And because he said, come on, I need to contact y'all. He's talking about all three of us. We need to hang out. Yeah, come on. And Kingsley's like, man, I don't want to get to give this guy my number because he's going to be calling me. And I'm not interested in that. So
not then he wasn't, right?
What, not at all?
Okay.
Okay.
So he actually danced to Look At Me Now. Look At Me Now. I hate that song, by the way. Look At Me Now.
And getting paper.
We're getting paid. He's about to get some dick. So, because I didn't notice about Kingsley. He slapped you on your back. He calls white men beautiful men. And now he's dancing karaoke style with a gay man. Interesting. Interesting, Kingsley. The king.
Anyway, let's talk about, have you seen anything in the entertainment industry lately, whether it be commercials, promotions, or movies, TV, that interest you? Mob Doctor? Is that
interesting? Oh, hell no. That is a very generic title. The white dude's in that, the one from Zebrahead, Michael
Rappaport.
Yes, your boy.
Okay,
I got that. Yeah, I know that. That's why. Yeah, Michael Rappaport.
I'm going to kick your ass right now for saying his name.
I was trying to figure out his name. No, I did see Flipping Out and Million Dollar Listing. It's
Million
on Bravo.
Baby.
No. Oh, he's got every movie he plays old grumpy white man. He got curves. What's it called? Curbs?
I don't know. Oh, the baseball movie? Yeah.
He plays old grumpy white man again.
because that's what he is.
Yeah, you're right.
He can't play
Gran Torino. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. He can't play Peter Pan.
He can't play a young Latino woman.
It would be good to stretch.
Oh, I recently heard on one of the. I need to show you to one of these podcasts I listen to called Spill. They were talking about, I like the sound effects you provide, you asshole.
Sorry.
No, they was talking about movies that make people look ridiculous. Somebody asked them, what movies that you watched that embarrassed you because of how they were? And that person gave the example of Spider-Man 3 embarrassed them when they was watching it. And the other guy said it embarrassed them to see, younger with older couples. And the last person said they was embarrassed by Peter Pan, in the movie Pan, where people got to dress up in ridiculous outfit or play characters they can't play. They said, no, not Pan. Hook. They did call it Pan, too.
Okay.
Your whack-ass play that
play
you had.
Production. Yeah, I was about to, I
which shows how unoriginal James is. There's a movie called Hook that and he about Peter Pan growing up. Miraculously, a year later, James had a play called
The Pan
about Peter Pan not growing up. But anyway,
why are you talking about my past accomplishments? But go ahead, bitch.
You call that accomplishment? You threatened the lead in the movie.
I threw her bicycle up against the wall. Nicolette? Her name was Nicolette Mansour. And she was a man. But go ahead, bitch.
But anyway, my point is, they said that it was ridiculous to have Robin Williams as Peter Pan growing up, dressing up in that outfit, and it came off badly. It was embarrassing. What do you say?
I say the whole movie was embarrassing. Script, direction, art-wise, costumes, lighting, it was horrible. The movie sucked ass, and that's why I did it better with Pan.
Okay.
Way better with the Pan.
So your effects was better?
Yeah, bitch. It was called No Effects. I left everything to imagination.
So there's nothing out coming at the movie, so I had nothing to say.
Well, I was gonna, the reason why you brought up Clint Eastwood... Million dollar listing flipping out is about real estate agents on Bravo. It's a reality TV show. They're all gay, but it is interesting to see the behind scenes look at that because they deal with millionaires who don't have money and they want to pay to finish the house. That is good to watch.
How could they be millionaires if they don't have money?
That's what's so good to watch. They be driving them in these BMWs, Mercedes Benz, and the guys there saying, "Okay, we need $85,000 to finish this pool, finish the house." And the guy be like, "Okay, no, we're going to stop right here, man. We're going to stop right here." And the agent goes, "Okay, well, you got the check to pay me for my work? We'll talk about that later." Walk away. What? The camera be rolling? That would then be good. What? And they go to commercial. Coming up, I'm flipping out. You owe me some money. You on the phone cussing out the dude. I'm like, how come you didn't cuss him out right then and there? You on the phone now.
Oh, so this is a TV show flipping out, but it's a special about the times that people couldn't pay?
Yeah. it's a reality type show, yeah. $1 million listings, another one. These real estate agents try to sell houses. They have two shows, one in LA and one in New York. The one in New York, there's a nigga, he brags about being a $1 billion selling, right? He goes to a restaurant in Manhattan, he sees his rival, investment agent. He's talking with a client of his. The dude looks at him, he walks over there, and you can tell he's a faggot. And he goes, "Excuse me, hi, my name is so and so." His rival goes, "Oh, this is so and so. Did you know he was in gay porn?" And the lady look up, "Oh, I know you did gay porn." And the dude looked at the camera and he cut. It's cut. And then you know how they talk to the camera like a confession? You know how MTV does a cut confession room? Yeah. They cut. He looked at the camera, cut that bitch. The next shot is just him talking with the camera. "Yeah, I did gay porn. You can see my eyes. I'm not ashamed." I'm like, damn, dude. He said, "But I still sold billions of dollars of property." He didn't. I said, "That's effed up." Then he cut back to them at the restaurant. The guy goes, the porn star goes, "Okay, I'll talk to y'all later." And he walk away. I'm like, this is good. They ain't fighting like basketball wives. But at least I'm like, this is effed up. And flipping out the head lead, he got him assistants. They two faggots. A female assistant, Jenny. I don't know what the hell she is. And a male assistant. I'm like, okay, what's up with this? And Greg Lewis is talking about, Jeff Lewis. He says, "Oh, by the way, if y'all didn't know it, Gregory, we're lovers. He's also my business affairs." I'm like, oh, God. I don't even know it, dude. I'm like, F it. It's a good show anyway.
Wait, why are you so dismayed just because you find out?
Because I know when that show, when the camera cuts off, he puts down his paperwork. Gregory puts down his paperwork and they go in the room. Come on, dude. You know what's happening. Dick sucking, ass effing. That's nasty, too.
So if we go past Chick-fil-A, you would eat there?
In a heartbeat.
Wait a minute.
No, let me stop. In a heartbeat.
You fuck out.
In a heartbeat. This is nasty. I'm like, man, dude, these $1 million listing, I could tell they were faggots, but flipping out, flip me out. I knew he was a guy. I'm like, oh, hold up. He's banging him? He said, "Yes, we lovers. But he's my business affairs department. I mean, a partner." And you know what? Speaking of reality TV, they cut basketball-wise out. You know that, White. Because Evelyn got her head butted. Ocho Cinco, he headbutted his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, in real life he did that, but that's not going to affect the show, is it?
Oh, VH1 canceled that.
What's that got to do with him headbutting his wife?
Oh, because VH1 said, "Oh, that's too much." That's what I said, "Y'all going to stop it now?"
I thought he did it away from the cameras.
Yeah, he did, but apparently he may get years in prison.
Yeah, and what she filed for divorce.
The show, though,
I agree with you. I was like, why y'all stop now? How much? How worse is that show anyway? You know what I'm saying? But they yanked it. But they still got basketball LA wives going. I don't understand that crap. Oh, if y'all, and also your audience, if you want to get dumber, watch Atlanta. No, live in love and hip hop in Atlanta. That will drop your IQ level down to -18.
Now I heard there was a dude who had a wife, and he also had a light skinned.
They had a reunion show. I saw that crap, and almost my brain froze. I'm like, what is this?
I thought you were too good for this.
I am too good for it. It was only 2 o'clock in the morning. I got home from work, something which you don't do yet. And I was sitting there watching. I'm like, what the hell is this?
So you have cable?
The landlord pays for it. I don't pay for it.
You don't. With the landlord, wait a minute. If you have your own penthouse type apartment,
you shall be funny. It's effed up. The landlord is a scheme artist in a way. He split that cable up between all the rooms in the house.
Wait a minute. Since you've got cable and you see some of these shows, I know your favorite show because this person has the same kind of aspirations you do. Mm-hmm. They like George Lucas. They like Amadeus Mozart. They like entrepreneurship. Honey Boo Boo and her family. What do you think of their show? I know they seem like your type of people.
So you shall be funny.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Okay, audience, give me 1 second. I'm going to put my dick out of his ass and shoot a load in your face.
You know what?
How dare you compare me to Honey Boo Boo? I've heard of it. I've not seen the show, but I have heard of it. Now, what you think of the show?
I didn't watch it.
You're lying, dude.
I don't have cable. You see?
That is. You know what? Let's tell the audience. I called Tim ILN, Industrial Light and Nigga. I am at the headquarters of ILN, Industrial Light and Nigga. I have to admit, I am impressed. He has a nice fold-away couch. He has a weightlifting set that he doesn't obviously use. He has 2 computers that he uses. I don't know why he got 2. And I have to admit, I am impressed. I don't see no porn anywhere, but I am impressed, Tim.
You know what?
I'm serious. I'm impressed. I know you don't get no female ass up in here. I mean, but you can really effing your head off.
How you know that I'm not banging chicks?
Oh, I can look at you and tell. There you go.
I can see.
Keep burping, bitch.
I can see you. I have nothing. You first of all, let's talk about your last love interest. Was some people who you said, I'm going to kill you, and they called the police. Y'all heard of that show. He was put in jail for harassing people who worked in his movies.
Yeah, and the police officers actually believed him because they looked at Smooth Criminal. They was like, oh, what's this? This is too real.
Maybe they believed him because they did it, or you did it. You actually did these things.
Tim, come on, man, look at me. Do I look like a stalker to you, man? Come on, brother.
Yes.
Oh, God, but I have to admit, audience, this Tim has got a nice. What would you call this? A studio or a loft?
It's a studio, okay. A loft. You know what a loft is. You know. Forget it.
Okay.
Well, you probably wouldn't. This is the only thing you rented have been rooms in people's houses.
That is sad.
Yes, it is, and so is your career. But
I can't believe that. I come all the way out here. I have to admit, Los Angeles has been nice to me. When I hit the airport, yeah, I saw some signs. Welcome, Mr. Watkins. Welcome, Mr. Watkins, again. It was pretty cool to see that.
Oh, so a limo took you from the airport to your hostel.
Oh, he got me funny. He's called a hostel.
That is what it is.
Yeah, he does say it on the sign. Trade Winds, Adventure Packers, welcome to the hostel. Uh-huh. Then when you go inside the lobby, they got hostels in damn Canada and New York City. I'm like, they got brochures for them bitches. I'm like, what? This is everywhere? I thought this was just a movie.
Well, wait a minute. Did you get some of the free popcorn that they hand out?
I got the free muffin this morning. That's all it was. Oh, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, there's a free buffet dinner. Just to let you know. Oh, we're going to miss that buffet. I don't know what the hell they serve, though.
No. And then I read. First of all, when you were coming into town, I looked on the internet for ratings for that hotel. It got some 1-star, 0-star rating. People said they got bed bugs in there. Other people said the food sucked. So
you can't get your refund back. You F out of luck on that. Don't use the internet because they tell you at the desk, you're on your own. You ain't get your money back on the internet.
Wait a minute. What you mean, get your money back?
It's $1 for 5 minutes, $2 for 20 minutes. And if the internet don't come on, you lost that money.
Wait a minute. I did hear they didn't refund somebody their money for their room.
No.
Even though it wasn't what they asked for.
No. So I got lucky last night. I was one of 2 o'clock in the morning, it did work for me. So, I only put $1 in there for 10 minutes.
punk ass nigga. So then let's see how many minutes we
got. How many minutes you got on this piece of crap recording?
Oh, 25, so I do.
Oh, babe, we got a while ago, baby.
No, we could no, we could end it right here.
No, but you got 25 minutes.
No,
nigga.
Half hour, and we could do just a half hour. We ain't there any.
Oh, nothing. So you have 5 minutes left, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you saw I got teach these sorry ass niggas. How much time you got left? 25 minutes?
Really 5. No, I said we did 25.
Oh, we did 25. Okay.
But James can't see, so.
Yeah, you know I can't. Hang on, let me move my dick out of your mouth.
You're right. That's me breaking the nigga's neck.
Yeah, you're right. I can see you're only like 4 minutes now. Okay, turn around to him. Let me put my dick back in your mouth. There you
no,
go.
No, how about
suck
this? How about I shove one of these cups in your mouth?
Okay. Burger King cups? Or I'm going to take this home and use it again in Orlando, Florida.
This cheap Negro also wanted to stay at Burger King so he could.
In fact, we still go back there, sneak in the back way.
This is pathetic.
And they don't know. We don't know. They don't know we left. Keep the Burger King cups and go back and keep drinking, bitch.
I don't need to put all this soda in my body. Thank you.
No, you're right, because brother, like you're pregnant already. I wish I could see his titties. I want to suck him in a way.
You know what? If you come near me, I'm gonna knock the shit out of you.
Okay. Come on, man. Why are you so? Trying to be in a closet. Get out.
Because I'm not homosexual. But you talk a lot about banging men, wanting men.
Mainly you. Okay. That's it. But yeah, I do talk about it.
And so, do you want to come out at the age of 45?
First of all, I am 27. And second.
2700.
Second, Tim. I think I'm out enough, Tim. I'm out enough.
Seem pretty gay already.
I do seem pretty gay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, Tim, do you think I could create a production company here in Los Angeles?
No.
No? Come on. Why are you so quick to say that? You need to pause and think, bitch.
I'm thinking, okay, all the failures from since 1993.
Because I met you in 92. So you're right. You messed me up.
Book of Revelations.
Journey to Yesterday. Stairway to Heaven, The Illusion of Fashion, Mind, Power, Magic, The Pan. Oh, my God.
Tales of the Mystic.
Tales of the Mystic, yeah.
Homeboys.
Oh, no. That's Michael Atkins. That's Michael Atkins. I was stage manager, though, but you're right. It's a stage manager. You're right, though, Tim. Dance of the Fairies, Cosmic Butterfly, Limited Edition, Mythic. What's that crap, Tim?
Don't worry about it, man. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Watch.
What else? Do I need to keep going on? Yeah, Mythic, Limited Edition.
No,
you're right.
No, that's enough.
No. To be or not to be. Yeah, see, it makes your ass nauseating now.
To be imaginative or not to be imaginative.
Troppe di Fantastico, Magic in the Park.
Troppe di Crappio.
Magic in the Park. don't
Pedophile in the Park.
Don't blink, scenes believing.
Don't blink or you kids, you can't believe the bullshit that you're watching. I remember you embarrassed your cousin, Craig's sister, when you had back in the late 90s, you did a magic show and you had a box, a cardboard box. Hey, y'all, remember the refrigerator boxes? You know where the magicians, illusions usually have a box where it has a door on it. Oh. The magician goes in and disappears. He had a refrigerator cardboard box with a door cut out. And when he stepped in, okay, and the girl waved her wand in front of the box. Then another girl came out and put a whole 2 foot tall piece of cardboard that went from the box on the stage, in front of the box, to the end of the stage. James got on his stomach and crawled out the box so nobody could see him. We think we know how you did that trick, nigga.
Okay. Thank nigga, you. Nigga, see. Your face is ghetto like a bitch. No, let me tell you something. That's called ingenuity.
It's called crapatuity.
I don't need no Penn and Teller to build my stuff, man.
Penn and Teller sure not had nothing to do with that. So, this is Ben Zoom.
Why are you gonna cut it off, man? Well, hang on. Let me move my dick. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, move it off the floor after I ripped it off. Okay. Now after I'm gonna turn off the show, I'm gonna commence to whipping James' ass. Okay, kicking his ass. And we'll continue on out of here. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah, this is a classic episode. You got us live. This will happen again. Don't worry. This will happen again. Let me ask you something. Well, if I bring your ass down to Florida,
or if I move back up to New York, can this piece of crap equipment travel? Can you travel with it and hook it up there?
I would never move it to use it with you again. This is a waste of my precious time
bandwidth
and my equipment.
But yeah. Tim, well, I mean, this will happen because I'm gonna come up here again. You know that, right? I mean, over here again. Even though I hate the 6-hour flight, I hate that crap.
2016, when you get another free trip.
Or I mean, another white girl, blonde hair. But no, this will happen again. But this is a classic episode. I think you fools, especially you, Kenneth, aka Vicious Smith. What a normal ass name you got, sorry ass nigga. His name is Kenneth, but he goes by Vicious Smith.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you're right. What is wrong with that? That he sounds so vicious on his email hate. His real name is Kenneth. I just want to say, Tim, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for picking me up. Yes. Thank you for the oral pleasures you provided. I mean, you've been so good with me.
The other way around.
I mean,
as a matter of fact, get down on your knees, nigga, and suck my dick. After that, I'm gonna take your fucking head off.
See, look, see,
for being gay.
See, this is what he. See, this is the paradox of niggas like him. They want their dicks sucked, but at the same time, they want to beat up the people who suck their dicks. Mm-hmm. Come on, man, you don't do that, Tim. I mean, dude, you ain't kings, ain't doing each other. Y'all still cool? Punk ass.
All right, you faggot, punk piece of shit. I didn't mean to say the F word because that's too good for you. You're a piece of bigoted, non-intelligent, wasting your money to go get girls in a hotel room that you can't even fuck. Unimaginable, without skills when it comes to filmmaking.
Oh, what?
Limited, limited ability when it comes to filmmaking, but you've learned to accept it. So as long as you can accept it, we're fine. This has been Doom.
And this has been James D. Watkins in the flesh, live. Thank you so much, Doom, for having me.
Zoomcast.blogspot.com.
And Tim, he's got his eyes closed as he's talking. You okay, Tim? You high?
No, it's called Radio Imagining and Envisioning. What's going on?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go on. Some dick in his ear. Thank you so much. Piece of crap.
That's James getting punched.
That was good, Tim. What you think, faggot?